The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
My name is Shalene Johnson, and today I have with me my special guest and my husband, Brett Johnson. And we wanted to talk to those of you who are in business. Today's topic is really ideal for anyone who has a business, has a personal brand, has an idea for a business. Maybe you're in multi-level marketing. Maybe you own a business, a physical location. And what we want to help you do is something that I think most people worry about and they stress about, and that is sales. Mm-hmm. And almost everyone says, once in a while you run into someone who says, I love selling.
Yeah, every once in a while. Or that they are just kind of like good at it, and they are doing sales.
Yeah,
every once in a while you walk into a store, and like you know that's a salesperson, and they're really good at it. Mm-hmm. We're not talking to those people. We're talking about the people that like I would go into business for myself right now, or I'd be better at my business if I could just sell. And mm-hmm. we're gonna talk to you people that just don't like it.
Right. So that's what we're going to share with you is some strategies that are going to allow you to get more sales without selling. How does that sound? I hope it sounds exceptional, especially to those of you who don't love selling. But obviously, I mean, let's face it, you guys, we're you need to be able to make sales to stay in business. Otherwise, what you have is an expensive hobby.
Yeah, these red bottoms aren't buying themselves,
people. Brett Johnson. So one thing that I think is really going to be exciting for all of you is to know that you don't have to sell. And as a matter of fact, I think the people who are probably the most successful in any business, in any endeavor, are the people who they aren't selling, they're influencing people, and they're taking care of people, and it comes from their heart, and they're, you know, because selling is something you almost feel like you're manipulated into buying. When we think of a salesperson, we feel like we've been conned or talked into something or hoodwinked. And I think someone who's very passionate and filled with purpose, they don't have to sell. But for whatever reason, we still, it still freaks us out when we think about that moment when you have to ask for the sale. So what we're going to do is share with you a really cool concept that I want you to think of not as a testimonial, but as highlighting your customers. So if you've ever watched a late night infomercial, you know that what the majority of a late night infomercial is comprised of is testimonials. Yeah.
You hear very few words from the person that actually created the object, program, widget that they are selling in that 30 minutes. You very rarely hear from that person. You see them in maybe operating the thing, mm-hmm. but
or their story. You hear the story behind why they created the solution, why they knew that. Almost every time you watch an infomercial, you'll hear from the creator, and they'll talk about their problem and why they needed to find a solution and how this thing that you're watching a television show on right now was the solution. And so that's kind of the why they created this thing. And that story is really important. But that's not what gets people to pick up the phone. What gets people to pick up the phone is seeing and hearing from other people who that solution has helped. So, and I think what most people fail to understand is that, asking somebody if you have permission to highlight their story is the ultimate compliment. I mean, believe it or not, I run into people all the time and they're like, oh, I'm so bummed. I submitted a story about how your program had helped me, and I was hoping it was going to be in the infomercial and it didn't make the infomercial. And I'm like, wow, this person cares so much about helping other people understand how this could help them that they're like literally bummed that their testimonial wasn't in the infomercial. So for whatever reason, as entrepreneurs, we feel like it's a burden to ask our customers, honey, if I hear you swallow, this ends. It's my pet peeve. We've been married for 20 years, but like, you know,
did you hear me swallow?
I didn't, but like, do you have, like, my anxiety level went up because I knew you were going to swallow loud.
I'll make it up to you later.
Okay. Where were we?
I don't know.
Where were we?
We were talking about how when you watch a late night infomercial, the reason why they put testimonials in there is, and you don't hear from like the creator or the person that invented the widget, is that they want people that are selling this product, want you to see yourself in that person that's telling the story. I was a stay-at-home mom. I was running kids around to soccer practice, and I just couldn't figure out the time to eat, and da-da-da-da-da, and I found this program, and voila. And then all of a sudden, that person that's watching that is a stay-at-home mom, and they just took Susie to soccer practice, and they're like, wow, that's me. And so if this person can do it using this program, so can I.
Right.
And then they bought it.
And that's very powerful.
Yes, very powerful. Especially when you really see
yourself.
When you see yourself inside that testimonial. Like, even if it's just a little part of it, it grabs that person, and that's why they do focus groups on testimonials to see like what testimonial is the strongest and which one pulls the most and what part of the testimonial pulls the most. So
if you want to have more sales and you don't want to have to sell, good, because you shouldn't be selling. You should be highlighting the people who you've helped. And in doing so, you will sell so much more. We're going to give you some tips. Tip number one is you have to, are you ready for this? Are you guys taking notes?
That you have to acknowledge that you have helped people. Like, you have to like take ownership that yes, you have helped somebody. Even if you aren't currently in business right now and you're thinking about taking that leap of faith and starting your own business, you've helped somebody in that business. You wouldn't be creating that business if you weren't already kind of doing it on the side, or people have told you like, hey, you should really do this.
Yeah. Give them the example that we talked about, like with the makeup.
Yeah. Like, let's say you were like somebody that did like makeup for all your girlfriends, okay? And you were really good at it. And every time, like the next morning, you get a text message, you're like, thank you so much for doing my makeup. I got so many compliments at the wedding.
I felt like a million bucks.
And gosh, you made me look so young. And my husband made a comment like, you look fabulous tonight. Just whatever it is, maybe you haven't even created that business yet. But those are testimonials. Those are people that have reached back to you and said, you did an amazing job.
So you can use testimonials even if that were someone who was, you know, as a hobby, putting makeup on people. And then, you know, a couple years later, they decide to start a business related to that. You can go back to the people who you helped with that relates to what it is you're doing now and ask them for a testimonial. Tip number two is to make a list of the first people who come to mind who you know you've helped them. Just make a list like, oh, you know, and you know who they are because they are, like Brett said, the people who send you a text. They're the people who,
maybe you are in business and like it's the repeat customer.
Yeah.
It's the person that's always showing. If you have something to sell or it's your business. Now, we're not just talking about like online businesses. We're talking about brick and mortar. We're talking about like physical locations. I mean, if you own a restaurant and you're not using, I mean, what do you think Yelp is? Right? If you're not using people that coming back to your restaurant all the time and saying, hey, would you mind repeat customers over and over and over again?
Yeah.
Make a list.
But make a list because people are they're so honored. I don't know why we have this thought in our head that if we ask someone to share their story, that it's a burden or that like they're doing us a favor, because that's not the case. What happens when someone allows you to tell your story is what they're saying is, I want to highlight you. I want to share, you know, with all my potential customers, your story. And so it is not a burden. It's the ultimate compliment. When I know it's a compliment when someone reaches out to me, for example, like Brian Tracy or Brendan Burchard, you know, when they've reached out to me and said, hey, you know, you're one of our star students. Would you be willing to make a testimonial? I was like, oh, absolutely. Where do I send it in? Like, it's a compliment. And you have to remember that it is a compliment when somebody is proud of you and they ask you to share your story.
There's a really funny story about you doing a testimonial for Brian Tracy.
There is?
Remember, you went through that speaking the Writers Speaking Academy with him, and they had you go up and do a testimonial live.
That's a whole nother story.
All right.
We don't have time for that in this, but we could do it in another one.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll come back and join me again.
Maybe.
Maybe. Do you want to do number three?
Oh, so if you're having maybe trouble making that list, or once you've already made that list of people, the next spot to look in, tip number three, is go to your social media sites, okay? And that also could be your inbox. I know it's not social media, but go to your inbox to where people have like sent you an email about like how fabulous you are or your product is or whatever your service is or whatever. So tip number three is check your inbox and your social media sites. So email and, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
And, you know, I think people...
I don't think you're going to get a, I don't think you're going to get a testimonial snippet from Snapchat.
You're right.
Probably
that'd
not.
Be weird.
That would
well,
be
maybe
weird.
You. Yeah, you could. You could.
Just
if you,
hopefully they use a real face and not a like a little emoji
true.
Thing. Around, like, what do they call those characters? Characters?
Filters.
Filters.
Yeah.
Filters. Okay.
But that leads me to number four, which is social proof. So a lot of times people will leave you a compliment. They will say, you know, working with you has changed my life. I learned so much from you in the 1 year that we spent together. Or, you know, the way you cut my hair is unlike anyone else. Or, you know, whatever the compliment is, oftentimes we communicate with each other via social media. That's public. It's a public platform. If I'm going to your page, your public page, and I'm typing in the comments, Barbara, I cannot thank you enough for the time, the devotion, and the dedication that you have spent working with the Master Trainers. They have become such a cohesive group. And I'm leaving a public compliment on your social media platform. Basically, what I'm doing is saying, I'm telling the world right now, I'm not sending this to your phone, I'm not sending it to you privately, I'm publicly telling the world and singing your praises. And so that's what is known as social proof. And when that happens, that person is not only giving you permission, they're telling you, I want to tell the world. Screenshot that, people. Screenshot it. And that, you know, and you guys know how to take a screenshot, right? That exact screenshot can then be copied and pasted onto your website, into your webinar, many places.
Number five. We're on number five, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now you get a great one, right? You're reading on social media or an email, right? You want to reach out to that person and ask them to go a little deeper. What do we mean by that? You probably should formulate some questions, like a, you know, a questionnaire or something like that, and ask them a little bit what life was before you came into their life with an amazing product, service, program, whatever it is, and what is life afterwards, after they came through and, you know, did whatever your service is. I mean, that is flipping huge. When you can start reaching out to those people, and you do it. Don't let somebody else do it.
Why is that?
Because... if you're the person that's helped change this person's life, that they wrote about you. They took the time out to write an email, go on your social media site, and give you a written testimonial. And when you read a really good one and you're like, I think I've really helped this person, or they're constantly reaching out to you, and you just give them a phone call, or just next time I'd love to send you a questionnaire. I'd love to get your cell phone number, or, you know, do it through DM or whatever on social media, and just say, I'd love to reach out, talk to you about giving me a testimonial, one that goes a little bit deeper. They don't know that it might be deeper, but you're requesting something like that. And then that way you can get really specific in a questionnaire.
So this is a bonus tip based on what Rhett just said. So it's a little asterisk. And this is just my opinion.
They're getting bonus tips?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This is just my opinion. I don't think you should use the word testimonial because I don't know. I think that word, it's a weird thing, right? Like, because really what you're doing is you're asking people to share their story. And that's what I would call it. I would say, would you be so kind as to share your story? I would love to inspire others with the results that you've had. And so I'd love to get a little bit more of your story. I wouldn't send them an email and say, hey, I need to go deeper so that I can get a better testimonial for you and I can get more sales. I would say, listen, you know, what you've shared with me thus far is so inspirational. And listen, I want to help more people. And I think your story can help me do that. I want to know more. And then, like Brett said, get those specifics, like, okay, what was it like before? Or how are you different from working with somebody else? Or what is it about your studio that's different from the studio down the street?
So yeah, so I think number five, since it's more or less, it's almost like a paragraph that we talked about. Uh-huh. So specifically number five is just to reach out and try to get a little bit a more valuable testimonials.
Okay. And so what kind of information should people be looking for when they're going deeper?
Measurables.
What does that mean?
So for instance, let's say it's a weight thing. So you might want to talk about before I weighed this much or I had this many inches to lose and after doing your program, I did this. Maybe you are challenge groups for like fitness and stuff like that. So maybe before I worked with this person, I just couldn't get my eating down and they had this system and it changed my life.
That's
so
good.
Very specific so that like people could put themselves. So think about like what we talked about at the beginning about the TV infomercial. Think about putting somebody else in their shoes.
Yeah.
So you want that. You want something measurable. If it's a financial service or something like that, you're going to help them with their finance. How much money did you save them? How much money did they earn by doing your program?
That's perfect. I would say those measurables, the most common ones are specifically money and time. So like how much time did you save them? How much money did you save them? How much frustration did you save them? And be as specific as possible.
Yeah.
Number six is video. Video. There's nothing more powerful than video. Now, I think it is very powerful to screenshot social media because that's social proof. It's like proof. Anybody, you know, you've probably been to websites before where it says, Sally H. in Colorado says blah, blah, blah. And when you see that, you're like, does Sally H. really even exist?
Who's Sally H.?
Right? Like, who is Sally H.?
Yeah.
And how do I research her?
I can't Google Sally H.
No. I can't people find her.
Yeah.
So I think it's really, really powerful to get video testimonials. Now, we're not going to go into great detail about the type of video testimonials that we create for our programs. We do so inside the Marketing Impact Academy. We teach our students exactly, step by step, how we get our testimonials, how we produce them, how we craft them, how we story arc. But I don't think the average person listening.
And to begin with, you don't really need it right off the bat.
True.
You have to get good at steps one through five.
Yes. Yes.
If you can get really good at steps one through five, then the video part will become a lot easier. If
I
you
agree.
Skip straight to video, you're going to screw it up.
Probably.
For sure.
And you
waste some money and you probably waste what potentially could have been a good testimonial.
Yeah. And by that, we mean you producing the testimonial. So like, just spoiler alert, what we do when we know that one of our students has had a remarkable transformation, that they have taken their business from losing money to making $1 million in less than 9 months. And that's a story that we want other people to hear. We want them to be inspired by their story. So we'll send out our own film crews, we'll capture behind the scenes, and there's a lot to that. But what I want to share with you, as Brett said, is the next best step for you to master, and that is asking the person whose story it is you want to highlight to make their own video from their phone. And don't worry about it being perfect because it will not be perfect. You will not likely, nor should you, use it in its entirety. But if you just let them talk directly to camera and just say, turn on your camera, as Brett likes to usually will tell people, have a cocktail so they loosen up because people get nervous when they're on camera.
Yeah.
We don't, but people do. And then just tell your story on camera. Now, you likely will get back from that person a long, very flattering, but perhaps quite rambling with a lot of extra detail that doesn't need to be in there that would bore people if they watch it from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Guess what you need? One sentence.
Yeah.
So you get five videos from five people. And if you can get one sentence from every one of them.
If you get 10 seconds from each one of them, now you have 50 seconds of five different people. Isn't Instagram like video now like 60 seconds?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Also known as a minute.
There you go.
It's perfect.
You put like a little intro, a little ending and little videos in the middle and you got yourself,
a killer testimonial.
Killer.
So don't worry, just remember testimonials need to be like sound bites. They need to be short and quick and to the point, and they really, really need to help people overcome their own objections. So you know why people object to whatever it is that you offer. You know the number one reasons why people go, I don't know. So if you can address those objections in one quick little soundbite from your best testimonials, my friends, you have gold. Our seventh and final tip for you as it comes to testimonials is, it's actually not even a tip, it's a question. And that question is, and I'll let you answer it, but everyone always says, where should I be using testimonials? And the answer is,
You should be using your testimonials on your website. You should be using them on your social media sites. So you can put them on your Facebook page. You could put them on Instagram. You could put them, you know, Twitter, a link to it. And you could also do it on like print ads. You know, yes. Like if you own a physical location, you know, you could, you know, those are the ones, you know, obviously going to put a video up there, but you know, definitely have, you know, pictures of people if they're before and afters or just quotes of people up there.
I think the bottom line, the simple answer to that question is you should be using them everywhere. It's you're highlighting the work, the effort, the results of the people who you've helped. And everybody wants to be highlighted. Everybody wants to be recognized. And that's powerful for you. Then you never have to sell. You know, if you're really good at sharing testimonials, you never have to sell. We have a waiting list for the Marketing Impact Academy. We don't open the doors until it's time. And we don't have to sell it because there's so many people whose stories we've shared. And when we do that, it's an honor to them. Because then their social media following goes up, their businesses do better, and then they have that credibility and that recognition. And for us, there's no one who we want to promote more than our own students. It's like a coach, right? Like,
we highlighted a testimonial this past Marketing Impact Academy. We had his testimonial run like 3 or 4 times, and I asked him afterwards. I said, like, how much did your IG go up? Because we highlighted his IG page, and he said it went up like 4,000 in 10 days. How many people would like their, like, you know, as a benefit of giving a great testimonial of something that worked, all of a sudden to have 4,000 more concentrated eyeballs on what you're doing?
But it is a lot like a coach. I try to give you that little, I like tossed you one that's like right up your alley and you didn't even bite on it.
What?
I was like, I gave you like a,
What are you trying to stop being weird?
I'm not being weird. I'm saying like I threw you the coaching analogy.
What coaching analogy?
Like a coach wants his player
to do great. I mean, that's the whole, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Amateur hour.
All right. So like, for instance, like when I coached, my greatest joy in coaching was to see my quarterbacks and my players excel, move forward and go and get an award or get a scholarship. You know, I got a few of them playing in the NFL. So, I mean, it's just, that's the reward to me. I love that.
Yeah.
You root for those people.
You want the people who have been like good students of yours, you work so hard to promote them and to see them excel and to lift them up. And that's really what you're doing when you're sharing their story. Now, you can call it a testimonial, but I truly believe it is the best way to highlight the efforts of a student who paid attention. Right? Like, so we're not going to talk about our MIA students who, you know, quit after 2 weeks.
Mm-mm.
Because my heart isn't in, and maybe they'll get back into it, but my heart, the people who I want to like lift up are the people who like, they devoted themselves, they took the coaching, they listened to their coach, they took the corrections, and they did it, and they worked, and that's who you want to promote.
My favorite ones.
Yes.
Because we all have different favorite testimonials. My favorite testimonials that come out of our programs are the ones that you never hear from. Like, they just go and they do their shit. Like, they get.
You can't say that word.
Okay, it's all right. So those are my favorite. The ones that get through all the modules, start applying what they've learned, because it works, people.
Yeah.
It works. And they start applying it. And then all of a sudden, like 7 months later, you get a text message. You get an email. Hey, I just, you know, I have finished MIA and I'm applying it to my business. And oh my gosh, business has doubled. Oh my gosh. I'm doing so well. That last year, I didn't know what I was doing, and now I'm up 100%. Unbelievable. I love those people that like just go and they get it done, and then they come back, express like what the program did for them. Those are my favorite.
To end this, I want to just let you know that this is a primary focus for us. Maybe about 18 months ago, we realized what was sitting right in front of us was the opportunity to highlight our students and to have more sales and to sell less. And so we not only focused our time, our money, and our resources into it, we really now just scour and root for and track our own students' progress, because testimonials are that powerful. Our final piece of advice to all of you is to spend some time tomorrow. Spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and really do some searching, some researching, some digging, some investigating, some writing down on paper of people who are your best testimonials.
Why tomorrow for 10 minutes? I mean, if synchronized swimming is on tonight in the Olympics, watch it, do it during that time. Like if synchronized swimming comes on, you got 10 to 15 minutes.
You're assuming that people don't like synchronized swimming.
It's not a sport. So it's not.
It is pretty much a sport though.
No, it's not. Come
okay,
on.
You
now,
try
come
it.
On, people. Hey.
You're going to offend some people. There's probably okay. someone out here Google, who drives her daughter every morning Google, at 4 a.m. to synchronize swimming, and she's going to be like, oh, really?
That's I'm not everybody's cup of tea.
And no,
I'm
you're not.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. If you're down with synchronized swimming, be down with synchronized swimming. But I'm just telling you, that might be a good time to check your social media sites, to get a couple testimonial people on there, do a little homework. You're not going to miss anything. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay, that's great advice. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Build Your Tribe with my special guest,
Brett Johnson.
Will you come back and do this again with me?
Of course.
Excellent. It's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We done, y'all. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. I'd like to invite you to attend one of my free trainings on how you can build your brand, grow your business, and attract more followers using one of my favorite social media platforms, Instagram. Sign up for my free webinar by going to howtoinstabrand.com. That's howtoinstabrand, B-R-A-N-D.com. Trainings are free, and I would love to share with you my top tips.